All right. So good week of practice up to this point. They've got one more tomorrow. And these are phase three practices. Next week we'll start our official mandatory OTAs. Got a couple, 3 days of those, so we'll go from there. But it's been a good turnout. Guys are working hard. Appreciate the improvement that they're making, and especially the young guys of pushing through these things. So it's a good lead up for them as they get ready for camp coming up here. So with that, time's your
Chargers day today?
Raider day. Yeah, Chargers yesterday.
With regard to Kingsley Suamattiu, what tells you he's going to be a more productive player in his new spot than maybe he was as a rookie?
First of all, he's got experience, and then he looks more comfortable there. He seems to be picking it up pretty well. Not that we're going full speed contact, but he has an opportunity to go against Chris, and that'll surely help him for the season.
Guy like Gardner that you bring into the program, what type of veteran leadership? Because Patrick's pretty much veteran now. Like, what type of does he provide to the team?
Yeah, well, he's been there. He started, so he's got that. He's got the confidence of the guys around him. Patrick knows he's been in there and done it, and so they can bounce things off of each other. It's always good to have peers that have played, and you can talk to them about it a little bit. Now, I think on game day, he'll be great with Patrick. Just what he's seeing from the sideline, you know, and what Pat's seeing when he's in there.
It seemed this portion was well attended by even the veterans. I guess just how impressed were you with just considering the involuntary attendance of the 10 days or 9 days?
Yeah. Really, everybody, for the most part, has been here. So at some point, and some guys have business things they've got to run out and do. but for the most part, guys have been here and participating, which I've been impressed with, yeah. I appreciate it.
And the continued theme, I know we asked a lot about Josh Simmons, just how is he progressing and continuing?
Yeah, you know what? He's doing a nice job. We weren't sure quite how much we were going to be able to get out of him, but he looks strong. He's been jumping in and taking the team reps now with what he was just doing, the individual stuff before. and you can definitely see the talent. He's got to keep learning and learning the stuff that Andy's teaching him, and fundamentally, technique-wise. But he sure has a good attitude about it.
Andy, Rashard Smith, what have you learned about him just since you've gotten him?
Yeah, I like what he does. He's got good speed and a good route runner, that part of his game. For running backs and linebackers, these are kind of tough camps. So we'll just see how things go once we get to camp. But what we've asked him to do, he's done a good job.
And with Kingston, just going back to last year, did he handle all that how you hoped he would, what he went through last season?
Yeah, it looked like he learned as he went. It was rough, obviously, yeah. Early. And expectations are high. You come into a championship-caliber team and thrown in there at left tackle, and it's not always the easiest thing for a young guy. So, but I think it was a great experience when you – and I think that'll tell itself out as he goes forward.
Generally speaking, with your young guys, as you work through these phases, are you more interested in what you see on the practice field, the meeting room, or just around the building? What are the things you really look for?
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, you probably evaluate all that. You got a kind of an eagle eye on and making sure they're handling themselves the right way. And still giving them a little room to grow in there on their own, but you definitely keep a close eye on them.
With Josh, I know with your guys you've had, if anyone's hurt, you kind of know how to make them not do too much. When you have someone who's new to you, you're a little bit surprised that he's doing this much stuff. Have you guys had to say, take a little bit slow?
Yeah, we've done that with him, and he's asked for more, and we've kind of kept backing him up here. And easing him into it. So, but you can tell that he rehabbed, did a nice job with it. Obviously, the people that did the surgery did a nice job with it. So, he looks like he's in good shape. He's here quite a bit. He's one of those guys that you got to kind of kick out of the building. So,
we know that regarding Trey Smith, Brett has been in talks and trying to work at something out. Is your expectation that he will be participating next week?
We'll see. I don't know that, to be honest. I mean, these things are. We'll see where he goes. Where it goes.
Speaking of the eagle eye, when it comes to, I saw today you were focusing on the receivers a little bit more, and then sometimes we'll go to like running backs. When you're going to these different units, what are you looking out for? Just keeping your quote unquote, as you to use your words, eagle eye on these specific units.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if I can give the guys something, just from experience, I try to do that. If you just go on. These guys are great. I mean, they're the best in the world at what they're doing. If you can give them a little nugget, the great players that I've been around, they want that. And so if I see something, I'll share it with them. Their coaches do a great job with it, but listen, if I see something, I'm going to try to tell them.
Andy, I know some of the position coaches last week talked about doing an offensive audit after the Super Bowl. How important is it for you guys to stay innovative and to keep from being predictable so teams can't get a beat on something?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think every coach would probably tell you that, but I think it's important that you keep growing. And there's some lessons you can learn out of that. I told you before, I thought the attitude that they had coming out of that, I'd look for that. Are you going to take responsibility? These guys took responsibility for it. That gives you an opportunity to improve, coaches and players. If you come in and you start pointing the finger at each other, you can't grow, you know. And so, but these guys have done that, and they've had a great attitude this offseason.
We'll do last three. Go ahead, Matt.
Coach Spags was on Travis's podcast this week and told a story about you guys' first meeting when he went down to visit a friend on the staff down at UTEP. What do you remember about that, and how did that friendship grow from that?
Yeah, he was real close with that staff, and I was kind of the new kid on that staff. They had already been there a year by the time I got there, but everybody respected him. They all knew he was a good coach. Some of the guys, like I said, had worked with him. So, I just, over the years, I got to know him because of that. And that same staff went to Missouri. So Spags was always around, visiting, coming down to learn stuff and then to see his friends at the same time.
Todd? On the Missouri side, Andy Hill. Can you just talk a little bit about
You
guys?
Yeah, so Andy retired to golf and fish, so he and hunt. Porter's moved over to that, and who's a good young football coach, so he'll do a nice job. But, you know, again, it was nice to have Andy here for the years he was here. Very well liked.
Last one, go ahead.
Coach, we've seen rookies in years past in the offensive skill group maybe take a little bit of time to get implemented in this complicated system, but exceptions of Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice in the past couple seasons. What do you see in Jalen Royals? Do you see that sort of potential for him to get involved in his rookie year?
Yeah, he looks like he's a sharp kid. He works hard. He's strong, a little bit like Rashee that way, probably more like Rashee than one. So it's he's got a little bit more beef to him, thick lower body. But again, strong, and he's picked stuff up. He doesn't say a whole lot. Very, very quiet. But he picks things up and does a nice job with it.
Okay. Thank you.